Breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump claims a renewed focus on affordability is a con job carried out by Democrats. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When it comes to the cost of living, the president has repeatedly claimed progress, and he's irritated with Democrats for talking about an affordability crisis.
Affordability is a hoax that was started by Democrats.
However, the high cost of living remains a top concern for Americans. A new Yahoo YouGov poll shows almost twice as many respondents saying the president has helped raise prices rather than lowering them. Last month, the White House removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says there is a common factor in the growing Minnesota fraud case, which is making life more expensive for people in that state.
Start with the $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud case during the pandemic. Largest pandemic fraud case in the country. You've had 80-some people have been indicted. 78 of those are Somali immigrants.
It's Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota. He made his comments in an interview this week with the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. economy is on an upward trajectory.
The tens of trillions of dollars that have come in investment, both the portfolio investment, investment by companies, investment by countries, is turning into a CapEx boom for the U.S.
Bessent says capital expenditures are up by 15%, and he has it when what he calls CapEx is up. He says jobs will, in fact, follow. One thing that was up yesterday, all the major indexes on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, closed up by 104 points at the closing bell. The NASDAQ was up 73. This is SRN News. Democrats have a major religious imbalance in their own party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. A Japanese court has ruled the government does not have to legalize gay marriage in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling from last year. This is SRN News. CBS will host Erica Kirk.
CBS News says it will host a primetime town hall event next week with Erica Kirk, widow of assassinated activist Charlie Kirk. She'll be interviewed by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss for the event, scheduled to be telecast at 8 p.m. Eastern on December 13th. Kirk has taken over as head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, which was founded by her husband. She'll be questioned by young evangelicals and religious and political leaders as part of an invited CBS audience. Keith Peters, Washington.
Most voters favor the president's proposal to return tariff revenue to households. Rasmussen reports find 62% approve of $2,000 rebate payments, while only 29% are opposed. The poll sampled 1,133 likely voters within a margin of error of 3 points. More on these stories can be found at srnnews.com.